Welcome back to the Steve Guber Show in Las Vegas at the Sands Convention Center. Expo Center, I guess they call it. But whatever, we're here at the SHOT Show 2019, the 41st version thereof. Tom Gresham sitting here with me. He's on television on the Outdoor Channel. He's done radio. He's done all sorts of things in his career. You probably know the guy if you saw him. Tom, I want to pick something up here about the disinformation that's out there, because those on the left would have you believe, again, that there's dying in the streets, that there's a mass shooting in America every day, which is false. Absolutely, positively false. It's not even close. But I want to look at some of the more draconian things that are happening. The state of Oregon suggesting in a new proposed law that any clip that holds more than five rounds, illegal. And no grandfathering. Either you get rid of them or they're illegal. In Oregon, you could buy no more than 20 rounds of any ammunition per month. This is their idea. In California, they want to scale back all sorts of rights. Dianne Feinstein bringing the new updated assault weapons ban to the United States Senate. And in D.C., though, a ray of hope this week, because the United States Supreme Court has agreed now to take up a case of New York City if you're a resident of New York City, this is confusing to me, and you have a legal firearm and you want to take it to the range and you put it in a locked case, you put it in the trunk of your car, right, you're not allowed to leave the city.
Right.
It's not legal to leave the city with a firearm, and there are no gun ranges in New York City to go practice or use your gun, so effectively you're not allowed to take your gun out of your house once you get it there. Does that sound the way you understand the law?
Exactly. It is exactly the way the law is. And we just heard today the Supreme Court has just taken up this case. This news just broke.
The biggest case on gun rights since 2010. Right. So it'll be a 10-year period. We've seen some other indications that this court is willing to take up and take cases that are not necessarily popular, that are the pet interests of the left, like the transgender case that was just struck down for transgenders serving in the military. They cannot. That ban is upheld until further notice by the United States Supreme Court, 5-4. Let me tell you something. The most important event of the last couple of years, Brett Kavanaugh getting confirmed to the United States Supreme Court.
Steve, don't you think this is exactly why Trump got elected? For me,
absolutely,
for so many of us, it was everything else was just noise. It was about the Supreme Court. Everything
absolutely
was about
true.
The justices and the judges.
Absolutely true, which is why, you know, those on the Christian right, for example, are maligned oftentimes by those on the left that don't even understand their beliefs anyway. But the point being, Tom, is that they're maligned and say, well, you know, how do you call yourself Christians? Here's why. Because Donald Trump believes in the Constitution. He believes that you have religious freedom and religious rights. And there's a Maryland case now in front of the Supreme Court involving 49 American servicemen that died in World War I. And there was a cross erected for them. And, of course, somebody hates America
protested.
Hates the Constitution. Yep. And they want to get rid of it. And so the United States Supreme Court is hearing that case. Because the one part of the First Amendment they seem to ignore routinely over the last many decades is the free exercise thereof clause in the First Amendment. I have the right to exercise freely my religion. And that doesn't mean the United States is endorsing Christianity, because there's a monument to 49 soldiers that died. And it doesn't mean they're endorsing Christianity or creating a state religion, because there's a, what are you going to do, bulldoze Arlington National Cemetery?
Well, any more than it's saying that the United States endorses speech that you don't agree with, but you still support free speech. You may disagree
exactly
with it, but you have to not only allow, but you have to support and celebrate the free expression of ideas, and then we will battle it out in this venue for ideas, and we'll figure out what we like. But if you stop the free expression of ideas and association and right to keep and bear arms, then, of course, you don't have that exchange anymore. And one side simply, you know, it gets to dictate. Oh, gee, there's an interesting word, dictate.
Yeah, that, and that's exactly it. And when you hear the biggest rising, shining star of the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, proclaim that I'd rather be morally right than factually correct, that is a very dangerous place to be.
You put your head in your hands, you go, are we lost? I mean, are you crazy, lady? Well, maybe that's true. Well, didn't she just
facts
say
are irrelevant.
We're going to be, it's all over in 12 years, according to her, anyway.
Yeah,
close the door, hey, shut out the lights.
Tom, we're burning daylight, brother. We need to get this. I'd like to get a couple of pheasant hunts in, if you don't mind.
No kidding.
Tom Gresham here with us on the Steve Guber Show. Let me bring this back full circle.
Sure.
To where we started this a few minutes ago, and that is, it's the 41st annual SHOT show.
Right.
The National Shooting Sports Foundation has been doing this for 41 years to bring together manufacturers and enthusiasts to kind of get them all on the same page. Not open to the public, but open to the people that are going to sell firearms and sell the optics and the knives and the boots and the backpacks and all the stuff related to it. Were you here that long ago?
I was. I was here at the first one, St. Louis.
So tell me about the SHOT Show today compared to the SHOT Show in St. Louis 41 years ago.
The first SHOT Show was a wish. It was a lick and a promise. We didn't know if there would be a second SHOT Show. We were, at that time, we were just a little corner in the NSGA show, National Sporting Goods Wholesaler Show in Chicago. We got tired of being treated like secondhand, you know. Stepchildren back there.
Right.
So we formed this group and we got together.
Second class citizens, what you're saying.
That's exactly. SHOT Show, we said, well, we'll try it. We'll see if it works out. Well, it's incredible. We're 700,000 square feet. We're 58,000 to 60,000 people here. For those who don't know, the NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation, it is the industry group. Everybody, the media gets this wrong as well. They say, well, the NRA represents gun makers. No, it doesn't. The NRA doesn't represent gun makers. They represent gun owners. The NSSF actually represents gun makers and gun dealers in this incredibly highly regulated industry. Name me another industry where
there isn't one.
The moment the product is made, everybody who touches it has to be checked out. There's a record of its movement. And everybody who buys this product must be approved by the FBI. When you go buy a gun at a gun store, you have to be approved by the FBI to buy that gun. I don't think the public is aware of that.
No other product is treated that way, despite the fact that an easy example is 75,000 people in this country died from overdose last year. 75,000.
Wow.
You know, from drug abuse.
Sure.
Right? And probably more, but that's a
state
of... Anyhow, Tom, great conversation. I'd really like to have you back in the future.
Anytime.
What a resource for the listeners here of this program and those that listen around the country and around the world. Tom Gresham, it's been a real pleasure. Great having you here. And you got a website, a place that people can go find you?
It's easy. Guntalk.com is the way to find everything we're doing.
Guntalk.com. I think you guys can handle that. We'll put it up on the Facebook page as well. Tom, thank you so much. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day, fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.